So good to be back in God's house. Amen. Sing number 255, Seek Ye First the Kingdom of God. Amen.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
Thank the Lord for giving me my family a wonderful trip out of state, and just for always blessing the time that we have together, and for always keeping His hand on us while we're out and about. I know there were a couple times where things could have gone a lot worse in a couple situations, and I just want to thank Him for always keeping His hand on us and for just blessing us, and I want to tell Him I love Him.
I too, I just want to do a song here for God, and just want to thank Him also for the wonderful time we had on our trip. It was just a neat family time, and what a blessing it really is, and just thank Him for, like Ben said, keeping His hand on us. He does. He looks down the road. One incident, we had been 3 or 4 seconds further down the trail, we would have been right in the middle of that bad deal. So I just want to thank God for that. He always looks out for us, and I just want to thank Him for blessing us and keeping His hand on all of us, and just what a wonderful time to be able to spend with family and just grow together, and just want to praise God and tell Him how much I appreciate being back in His house again with His people and His Spirit. Praise God. I want to do a song. I want to praise God and just ask you to worship with me.
Long ago, Abraham trusted in God's guiding hand. When he left his home and his family for another land he could not see. I'm looking for that promised land with the city there not built by hands. If I watch and pray, then by and by, my Lord will come and I will fly.
promise made to us today. The prophets saw from far away, and the precious treasure we now hold brought strength and hope to those men of old. Now I'm looking for that promised land with the city there not built by hand. If I watch and pray, then by and by my Lord will come and I will fly. Now soon I'll hear the angels sing and see them fly on silver wings. Then this world won't hold me anymore as I rise to stand beside my Lord. Now I'm looking for that promised land with the city there not built by hand. If I watch and pray, then by and by my Lord will come and I will fly. How soon I'll hear the angels sing and I'll see them fly on silver wings. And this world won't hold me anymore when I rise to stand beside my Lord. Now I'm looking for that promised land with the city there not built by hand. If I watch and pray, then by and by my Lord will come and I will fly. Yes, I'm looking for that promised land with the city there not built by hand. If I watch and pray, then by and by my Lord will come and I will fly. Yes, my Lord will come and I will fly.
Oh, yes, Lord Jesus, my God, I believe it, Lord, with all my heart and long to see you face to face, my God. Lord, to hear that trumpet sound, sweet Jesus. Glorious Lord, I love you, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. I praise you, my God. Praise you, Jesus. Glorious Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, my God. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. You may be seated. Randy?
I want to thank my Father for all the people that he's put in my life to help me through my trials and tribulations. Amen. And I love him with all my heart. Amen. Thank you, Father.
Amen. Thank you, God. Let's sing number 72, He's All I Need. Amen. He's all I need. He's all I need. Jesus is all I need. He saves, he keeps, he satisfies. Jesus is all I need. He's
saves, he keeps, he saves. He's all I need. He's all I need. Jesus is all I need. He saves, he keeps, he satisfies. Jesus is all I need.
Hallelujah. You do satisfy our longing in our hearts, Lord. My God. Lord, you are everything to me, Jesus. That joy and the peace. Hallelujah. Glory, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Sing number 172. It's real, it's real. Amen.
It's real, it's real. Oh yes, I know it's real. This Pentecostal blessing, yes, I know it's real. It's real, it's real. Oh yes, I know it's real. Praise God, the doubts all settled, for I know it's real. It's real, it's real. Oh yes, I know it's real. This Pentecostal blessing, yes, I know it's real. It's real, it's real. Oh yes, I know it's real. Thank God the doubts all settled, for I know it's real. It's real, it's real. Oh yes, I know it's real. This Pentecostal blessing, yes, I know it's real. It's real, it's real. Oh yes, I know it's real. Thank God the doubts all settled, for I know it's real. It's real, it's real. Oh yes, I know it's real. Praise God, the doubts all settled, for I know it's real. It's real, it's real. Oh yes, I know it's real. Thank God, the doubts all settled, for I know it's real. It's real, it's real. Oh yes, I know it's real. This Pentecostal blessing, yes, I know it's real. It's real, it's real. Oh yes, I know it's real. Thank God the doubts all settled, for I know it's real. I've been redeemed by love divine. Oh glory, glory, Christ is mine. All to him I have resigned, for I have been redeemed. I've been redeemed by love divine. Oh glory, glory, Christ is mine. All to him I have resigned, for I have been redeemed. I've been redeemed by love divine. Oh glory, glory, Christ is mine. All to him I have resigned, for I have been redeemed. I've been redeemed by love divine. Glory, Christ is mine. All to him I have returned, for I have been redeemed.
Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. We love you, my God. Thank you, Lord, for your sweet spirit. Oh, God, for your sweet presence here. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, my God, for that touch of your spirit, Lord, for that hope and that joy and peace in our soul. Glory, my God. Hallelujah. Thank you, sweet Lord.
This, no matter where we're at or what we're doing, whether it's in pleasure and fun or whether it's in time of serious need, our God is always with us, amen. Amen. Never leaves us, never forsakes us. He's that friend that we always sought for in our life that would be there for us through the hard times and the good times. Just a quick announcement. Reminder, ladies' lunch, 12 noon this Saturday. Please sign the list if you will attend so we can assure proper seating. Thank you, Claudette. Don't want to miss it if you can help it, because it's whenever we can gather together, luncheons, work parties, whatever, it's always a joy to share in that fellowship that Jesus gives us, that love he gives us one for another. Tonight we are in Acts chapter 16. First of all, welcome everyone to the Apostolic Assembly of Jesus Christ here in Soldotna, Alaska. It's a beautiful place. It's a beautiful country that God has called us to and to be able to live this life for him. So we're going to be in Acts 16. We're going to be on question 2, reading verses 4 and 5. Verses 4 and 5, "And as they went through the cities, they delivered them the decrees for to keep that were ordained of the apostles and the elders which were at Jerusalem. And so were the churches established in faith and increased in number daily." So our questions here tonight, what is this established in the faith? What can we do to help the body of Christ increase in numbers? And what were Paul and Silas doing as they traveled across the region? Three very important questions. I don't know if you've read this whole chapter 16. You can't just read this like a book, because we're going to see several different events, things that happen just in this chapter. And from each one of those things, God gives us the entire word so we can build a picture. This is just like, okay, let's focus on this, and then let's go to all the different scriptures and find out more about what it's saying. The depths of God are only found through searching in his word and seeking him in his spirit. Who would like to start us tonight? Jocelyn, thank you.
So I was reading about being established in the faith, and it made me think of the song we sing, "Like a tree planted by the water, I shall not be moved, no matter what's going on around us." And so I went to the scripture in Jeremiah 17, 7 and 8, and it says, "Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be a tree planted by the waters, that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see the heat cometh, but her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit." So having being established, being rooted and grounded, no matter what's going on, and having the hope and faith during our times of trials and tribulations.
Thank you very much, Jocelyn. Who would like to add to this? Someone? Anyone? Lori? Thank you, Lori. Can always count on you.
Not always. But I looked up established, and I found that it was the same as steadfastness. And so that is being firmly fixed in the Word of God or in your beliefs. And it's confirming you're being loyal and faithful. And so a scripture was Colossians 2, 5 through 7, but I'll just kind of paraphrase it some. Steadfastness of faith in Christ and walking daily in the Spirit, rooted and built up in him.
Amen. Thank you. I really like what you're saying, and I like how what Jocelyn read there tied in so well with Sunday's message. Because part of being fruitful, part of being that tree that's taken care of, keep the weeds away. If you do this, if you take care of yourself spiritually, you pray daily, you seek his word and you apply it to your life, your roots will go deep. There are trees on the sides of mountains don't get very big, but they aren't moved. They're up there where the winds are high, the conditions are severe, but they survive. We, with Jesus Christ, if we are rooted in God, when things come upon us, we won't be shaken. We won't be blown over like these trees we have here in Alaska that the roots just kind of go across the surface. Good wind comes along and they blow over, don't they? Or they snap off once they're dead. We don't want that to happen to any of us, spiritually speaking. Anyone else want to add to this? Tracy, thank you.
Might be a little overlap here with what people have said, but just looked up established, and it's to set, to fix firmly, to settle permanently. I also thought of that same song that Jocelyn mentioned. It's unshakable, secure, permanent, to place something securely and permanently in position. And one of the scriptures that I had is in 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, in, I'll start in verse 30 or 57. It says, "But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be you steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord."
Thank you. Steadfast, unmovable. We know the Apostle Paul and Silas are going out to these different churches that they established. They've been away from them for a while. They needed to visit them personally, to spend time with them, to be able to know and understand how they were doing in their growth, to know what they needed. They wanted to make sure that they were established in the faith, and that they weren't shaken, that they weren't discouraged. They delivered that message from the apostles and the elders. How important it is to walk away from that old life. As Gentiles, many of them, or maybe most of them, were idol worshipers. Step away from that. There is one God. And he wanted them to remember that. There is one God. And is that one God that we want to stand upon? It is Jesus Christ. He is our foundation. He is our rock. He is our salvation. Anyone else want to add to this? Ron, thank you.
One of the scriptures I came across in studying this in establishing our hearts and increasing is in 1 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verses 12 and 13. And it says, "The Lord make you to increase and abound in love one toward another and toward all men, even as we do toward you, to the end he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints." I thought that kind of answered the question pretty well in scriptures.
Amen. Thank you, Lynn.
And I want to add one thing just so everybody can know that Dee Dee did come through the surgery and is doing very good. So
awesome.
People were asking about that.
Ron, did you have something? And on that note, my wife Theresa is doing very well, surprisingly. Actually, it isn't surprising because I know the blanket of prayers that are going to heaven. Thank you, Jesus. And thank you for your prayers.
On the portion of what can we do to help. And in 2 Timothy 4, 2, it says, "Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine." So if you are ready when people come at you with questions, you can give them an answer from the Spirit of God if you're in tune with God and the worst case scenario, tell them, I maybe can't answer it right now, but I'll get back to you. But I think that's what they were trying to tell these people when they were there and put as much in their mind as they could of what God's word is saying.
Amen. They're Gentiles. Don't walk away, Sean. Sherry wants to answer. Thank you. Go ahead, Sherry.
Today I was thinking about how our church was established, and our pastors came here, I don't know how many years, close to 50, I think.
76.
Yeah, so anyway, you know, it's getting close to 50 years, and they brought us the truth, and they brought us a wonderful family, and taught us the taught us so well, and it was firm. It's always been a firm foundation, and I've always been really thankful for that.
Amen. It's not always to hear, not always easy to hear what our pastors tell us, is it? Sometimes we get chastised, but they do it out of love. They do it out of care and concern for your soul. If my soul's on the brink of going over that edge and falling into sin, and they know it, God shows it to them. As our pastors, it's their obligation, it's out their desire and their want to be able to pull us back in, get us back on track, get us back like they're doing here, get them established back in the faith. When you're very young in God, at least this was for me, there are times it was very hard to take that and to you know, digest it and then apply it to myself, because, you know, nobody likes being pointed out, you know, that you're doing something wrong. But if we're willing to look at ourselves, if we're willing to see what we're doing that's not pleasing to God, if we will step on the right path, if we allow God to take us and lead us on to his righteousness, our roots will continue to go deeper and farther. What are those roots doing? What are they seeking for? What do roots do? Remember your science? What do the roots do? Anybody? Nutrients, water. The more you seek God, the more you set your roots deeper, the more you spend time in prayer, the more you study, the more you want it, because it feels good. I mean, I love it. It reassures me when I go to his word. It reassures me when I feel his spirit inside of me, that he is beside me. Like I started off earlier, he never leaves or forsakes me. Never. Our God is always there, all the time. Not when it's convenient, all the time. Never leaves you. No matter how big the challenge, he's there. And with his spirit in us, he has the power to comfort us. He has the power to strengthen us. He has the power to lead us up to that next step on the ladder, that we grow closer to him. Anyone else want to add to this? Let's turn to Colossians. Like you, when I looked up this word, established, I looked it up in the Greek. It says to solidify, to confirm, to make strength, to receive strength, or to make strong. That is what Paul and Silas are trying to do. They're trying to solidify their knowledge, their understanding of what they've received, how to use it, how to grow in it, how to be useful to God once you start growing in it. Colossians chapter 1. And we're going to start in verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, and Timotheus, our brother, to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ, which are at Colossae. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love which you have to all the saints. It's so important that as we grow in faith, that we grow in love one for another. I was thinking about this today. I need to think about what I'm doing when I'm speaking to people, spending time with people, because there's some of you that I only see you in passing. I may say, hello, how are you doing? But I really don't stop and talk to you and see how are things going in your life. And I think if we do that one with another, we'll grow to understand one another, we'll grow to love one another, we'll know what to pray for. There's so much we can gain by this fellowship we have with one another. Like the ladies' luncheon this Saturday, that fellowship time is a time, this is God's time here, just to get closer to God, draw near to God, gain knowledge from God. But those times of fellowship are times that we use to strengthen our relationships with one another. Verse 5, for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, wherever you heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel, which is come unto you as it is in all the world, and bringeth forth fruit, as it doth also in you since the day you heard of it and knew the grace of God in truth. Goes along with that Sunday teaching. We want to bring forth fruit. We want to grow in the grace of God. We want to grow in the love of God. Let's skip over to verses 21 through 23. And you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled. I can hear Paul speaking this as he's going from church to the Gentiles. Because as Gentiles, they knew not God. Verse 22, in the body of his flesh, through death, through present, to present you a holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. That is Paul's desire when he goes to these different churches, to help give them that understanding, help them gain in wisdom and knowledge. Verse 23, if you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which you have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. Paul, we know, was made a minister, a call to go to the Gentiles to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. What a beautiful calling. Sherry mentioned our pastors being called here. Could have called them anywhere. But of all places, he called them here to a place of safety, seeing down the road that this world was going to come into turmoil. And we're still in the midst of the turmoil. But it seems like we have a safe harbor here. I don't know how else to describe it, that we can come to, not only in the place we live, but in the spirit that he gives us, this place of worship, this place we can gather and learn of him. Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 3. Turn back to Ephesians. That word grounded has come up a couple of times. We need to lay a basis for all that we do, lay that foundation. And we do that by obeying the gospel of Jesus Christ. You've heard this a million times, but it's true. We must repent. We must turn away and not look back like Lot's wife did and desire that old life. We must turn away from sin. We must be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. For there is no other name by which we can be saved. It is Jesus Christ that gave his life, that was nailed to the cross, took our sins upon him. It's only by his blood that we can be redeemed. When we do that, we then can receive that free gift of the Holy Spirit, the power that we need to overcome sin in our lives. And I'm sure as Paul and Silas were going back to these churches, he's reminding them of that foundation that they need to be grounded in. Ephesians chapter 3, we're going to read verse 8 through 12 first. Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. The riches of Christ, the treasures that come from heaven. Verse 9, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. Verse 10, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church of the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. Verse 17, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. When we are rooted, when we are grounded, when we are established in the faith, we grow in that precious love of Jesus Christ, filled with the fullness of God. You don't realize when you first receive the Holy Ghost, it can't get better than this. I can't receive more than this. But the more you seek, the more you grow, the more he gives you, the places in prayer that you will go in comfort and in peace will go greater. You'll go deeper. You'll go higher. You'll find out the breadth and the length of our Lord Jesus Christ. I think some of you mentioned this, settled, immovable and steadfast. Immovable and steadfast. These Gentiles were building their house following these idols. They were building their faith, their belief, on sand. It wasn't real. It wasn't going to be there for them when they needed it, because their idols were simply wood and stone and whatever they happened to shape with their hands, gold, silver. There's no power in that. But there is power in the Lord Jesus Christ, amen? There is power in his Spirit. You don't have to just say, I believe and that's it. Satan believes. When God fills you with that precious Spirit, you know that his power is real. Amen? Let's turn to Joshua. Joshua 24. Think about the faith that Joshua must have had and the power that was working through him and in him, even though he didn't have the Spirit of God dwelling literally in him. He allowed the Spirit of God to move upon him and work through him. And isn't that what we desire? Not only for ourselves. We have to think about, this thought came to my mind today. Are you willing to share your life with others? Because it's real easy to kind of just have your own little bubble, take care of your own needs. For some of us, we have to really think about it, to step out of that bubble and take a look around and look for those who might have a need that you can fill, for those who might have need of prayer that you can pray for them. We want to be like Joshua. We want to be, as we're coming to this time when he's going to call us to the promised land, to step into that river Jordan. The banks may be full. The waters may be high. We got to go in faith and step into that river and know that God's going to part that river. He's going to stop the waters so that we can cross into the promised land. We are going to have, we are having difficult times. We're having troubles and trials. They're not going to end. They're going to get more. The world's going to get crazier. So what? Doesn't really matter. I mean, because this is not our world. This is not where we plan to spend eternity. Our hope, our desire, our faith, our belief is stepping into that new Jerusalem, the heavenly city. That's all well and good, but it's a beautiful place that's described in the Word of God. But what I long for most is to be with my God, to be with Jesus, to be able to kneel at his feet and to be there with all the saints of all the ages and have eternity to get to know and to share with them this life that God has given me and hear their stories of their life. Because obviously the Bible can't put down every little incident in their life. Just think about your life and all the things that go on in your life, that have gone on in your life, all the things that God has done for you in your life. If you have time, take time sometime. Sit down and just start writing. What has God done for me? Not just today, but just start back at the beginning. Before you know it, you'll have a book thicker than that. You will realize how many times Jesus was there for you in your time of need. Here in Joshua chapter 24, verse 14. Now therefore, fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth. We must serve him in sincerity and in truth. And put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. I'm sure Paul and Silas are reminding these folks, in case they were tempted. They're gone. They've been gone a while. They're kind of standing on their own. Some of them may have been tempted to go back to their old life. He's reminding them, serve ye the Lord. Verse 15, and if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. Here's what Joshua says. Each one of us needs to be able to say this. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Verse 16, and the people answered and said, God forbid that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. For the Lord our God, he it is that brought us up and our fathers out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage, in which did those great signs in our sight and preserved us in all the way wherein we went and among all the people through whom we passed. I think we can't say maybe you weren't a slave like they were in Egypt in bondage, but when we're in sin, we're in bondage to that old natural man. It controls us. We may think we have our own mind. There's my way. I'm making my own choices. Your natural man without the Spirit of God in you is what controls you. It guides you where it wants to go according to your personality, according to what you're desiring, your lusts in your life. The only thing I desire from this life, more love from God, more love for God, more knowledge of God, more wisdom of God, more understanding of God, a closer walk with God, and a greater love and a closeness with my brothers and sisters in God. Those are the things that I want, because that's what's going to enter the kingdom of God. Verse 18, and the Lord drave out from before us all the people, even the Amorites which dwelt in the land. Therefore will we also serve the Lord, for he is our God. That's my question. Will you serve the Lord? Where else are you going to go? Who can do what our God can do? Idols can't do it. Genesis 18. Let's turn to Genesis 18. Anybody want to add something at this time? Genesis chapter 18. Genesis 18, we're just going to read 17 through 19. Verse 17, and the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do, seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. Jesus Christ came through the lineage of Abraham. Jesus Christ brought salvation to the world. What more can we ask for? Redemption from our sin, power to overcome sin, the love that he puts in us for him and for one another. What more can we ask for? Verse 19, for I know him that he will command his children. He's speaking of Abraham here. For I know him that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him. The pastors that came here and established this church, they did this. They showed us the way. They directed our way. They helped us learn how to keep God's commandments. They taught us God's commandments. They showed us by their love and their example and their compassion and their concern how to love one another. That should be our goal, not only for our families, not only for our immediate families. It's where it starts. It starts with our children and our grandchildren. Those are the ones we have the most contact with. Those are the ones we can have an influence in their lives. And I love and appreciate that opportunity, not only with my three boys that I raised, but the grandchildren that I'm allowed to share God's word with, share God's life with, so that I can know that if God should call me away today, I know they know the way. They know the way. The time will come they have to make their own decision, their own choices. But I can say with confidence, I know that I showed them the way. It is through Jesus Christ that the kingdom of God is established. So we had this question, what can we do to help the body of Christ increase in numbers? Anybody want to add to what Ron said? We can teach the gospel, share in the gospel. Teach and share that truth that God gives us of God's holy word, that understanding he gives us. I love that little short movie, The Music Box. I know most of you have seen it. If you haven't, you need to watch it. Guy gets this box with this light. It's supposed to represent the Holy Spirit. And he loves it so much, he just keeps it to himself. Keeps it to himself. It's not what it's meant for. It is meant for us individually to receive salvation and power within us. But that light is meant to be shared with others. Serve the Lord Jesus every minute of every hour of every day while today is today. Don't worry about yesterday. Can't do anything about it. Don't worry about tomorrow. It is not here yet. Be steadfast and immovable in your obedience. We can't forget that. We must obey. We must obey the commandments of God. We can't pick this one and not do that one and And just, we can't pick and choose. We have to obey the commandments of God. We can help increase the body of Christ by prayer, by fasting. I know we have once a month that we have a week that we pray every day and we're seeking for souls and that we fast a day. I hope that's not the only time of the month that you pray and fast for souls. I hope it's the very first thing that you do in the morning. Okay, Lord, you've given me this day. Give me an ear to hear, a heart that's craving you, a mind that's open to your truth. Every morning, start your day. If we seek the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding of God's word, then we, as we grow in that, and he can use you more and more, because Ron was talking about, you know, if you're ready, if you're prepared, and somebody, God puts someone in your path that you can talk to, well, this is how you do it. You have the mind of God. You have the heart of God. Let that light that is in you shine brightly so the entire world, anybody who's around you, will recognize that you are one of God's children. Be not only a witness in word. There's a lot of people out there know the Bible, can quote this front to back. I can't do that. My mind isn't that good. Doesn't matter if you can quote this front to back. If you don't have the Spirit, what did Lynn say? Worship them in, we must worship in what? Spirit and in truth. Spirit and in truth. Use that love that Jesus has given us, put in us. That's what Paul's doing. That's what Silas is doing. He just wants to help these churches get rooted and grounded in that love, established in that love. Doesn't it say in Ephesians, that love binds us together? Love binds us together. We're like a rope intertwined, wrapped together. One little string, it's going to break pretty easy, isn't it? You wrap 100 of them, 200 of them together, make a rope. It can pull a lot. It can handle a lot. We must be knit together. We must be bound together. We must be tied together through Jesus Christ. Because if we do that, if we let that love shine through us, that love will draw souls to him. They're going to want it. They're going to see it. They're going to want it. They're going to desire it. They're going to come find out about it. Jocelyn read this scripture, 1 Corinthians 15:58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be you steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. Be not weary in well-doing. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. We put forth the effort. We cast our bread on the water. We plant, one plant, one waters. God will give the increase. Amen. To be steadfast, we talk about that, being established as being steadfast. It's solid, firmly fixed, incapable of being diverted from serving the Lord Jesus Christ. Firm in your belief, your faith. That's why Paul's wanting to establish them in that faith. He wants them to be firm, not wavering, trusting completely. That comes with time. The more you ask, the more you will receive. The more you put in his hands, the more you allow him to control your life, the more he'll be there for you to prove himself to you, and your faith will grow in him. So be loyal and faithful, unwavering. Psalms, let's turn to Psalms, chapter 1. When Lynn was teaching Sunday, I thought of this scripture. I really like this picture. Sherry, I don't know if you still have this picture, but she had a painting. I don't know if she still has it. There, if I remember correctly, there's Jesus and then one or two people walking with him along a path by a river, and there's trees there. And I can just, at times, that's what I feel like in prayer, that I'm walking hand in hand with my God by the calm, still waters, and he gives rest to my soul. What's going on in my life may seem like chaos or difficult, but if I'll put my hand in his hand and I will let him guide me and I will trust in him, in all things he will be there to guide me through it, that I might grow stronger, that I might be more grounded and rooted in him, that my tree might bear fruit. Start off with your fruits, this little green apple that nobody'd want. But the more you allow him to prune you, the more you allow him to cut that away and trim your tree, and those fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, meekness, faith, and temperance, if you let those grow, that little green apple will be the most delicious-looking apple anybody has ever seen. And they're going to desire what you have. And you can have it. Psalms, verse 1. Chapter 1, verse 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. Verse 2. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. I don't have to be on my knees praying to God. I can be anywhere. I can be at work. My thoughts are on God. My thoughts are on God. Because, for one thing, we all have needs. I don't have to be on my knees to lift your face before God. I can think about where you're at. I can think about what you're dealing with. And I can ask him to be there, to strengthen and to comfort, to heal, to protect, to provide, to nourish. And I know he'll hear that. Meditate day and night. Verse 3, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. We put forth the effort. We are rooted. We establish ourselves in the faith of Jesus Christ. We will bear fruit. Whatever we do for Jesus, any attempt to reach out to others, it will prosper. That love will not go out void. Final scripture. Any other input? Final scripture is in Isaiah 26. Isaiah 26. I intentionally seek scriptures in the Old Testament that we don't hear a lot, because it just helps build line upon line, precept upon precept, a complete picture of who our God is and what he does for us. Then the power he gives us to overcome this sin in our lives, to be more like him. He's a precious God. And I want to know the breadth, the length, the depth, and the height of him, whatever that might be. So our final scripture here in Isaiah 26, verses 3 and 4. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace. God will keep you in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts in thee. Gives us perfect peace if we keep our minds, our thoughts upon him. We meditate upon him day and night. And we put our trust in him. We put our faith in him. Verse 4, trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. He is. There's a song, an older song. I think it's in one of our song books. The Rock of Ages. He is the rock upon which we stand. He's a rock that cannot be moved. So if you have a need, Dave, you want to come up tonight? If you haven't, Ben, thank you. If you have a need, if you have a hurt, if you have a need of healing, if you just want to give your love to God, come up boldly to the altar, to the throne of God, and let your request be known to him, or just give your love to him, and let his spirit fill you and strengthen you. Know that he will never leave you. He will never forsake you. But he will always be there all the time. Thank you for your attention.
Praise God. I do love those words in there that says, grounded and settled, unmovable, steadfast. Just knowing that we can trust in God, and he is that rock that we can stand on through all things. And I want to praise him for that and ask you to find a place at the altar or wherever you choose to pray, and whether at home, if you're listening online, just seek that strength and that rock that is Jesus, where he truly is the only way. Just ask you to worship God and seek him. Praise God. What a day that will be, when my Jesus I shall see. When I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace, then he'll take me by the hand, lead me to that promised land. What a day, a glorious day that will be. What a day that will be, when my Jesus I shall see. When I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace, then he'll take me by the hand, lead me to that promised land. What a day, a glorious day that will be. Oh, what a day that will be, when my Jesus I shall see. When I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace, then he'll take me by the hand, lead me to that promised land. What a day, a glorious day that will be. Oh, what a day that will be, when my Jesus I shall see. When I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace, then he'll take me by the hand, lead me to that promised land. What a day, a glorious day that will be. What a day that will be, when my Jesus I shall see. When I look
upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. Then he'll take me by the hand, lead me to that promised land. What a day, a glorious day that will be. Chimes of tides ring out the news, another day is through. Someone slipped and fell. Was that someone you? You may have longed or added strength, your courage to renew. Do not be disheartened. Feel at home wherever you may roam. There is no power can conquer you while God is on your side. Just take him at his promise. Don't run away and hide. It is no secret what God can do, what he's done for us, he'll do for you. With his arms wide open, he'll pardon you. It is no secret what God can do. There is no night, for in his light you'll never walk alone. Always feel at home wherever you may roam. There is no power can conquer you while God is on your side. Just take him at his promise. Don't run away and hide. It is no secret what God can do, what he's done for us, he'll do for you. With his arms wide open, he'll pardon you. It is no secret what God can do. It is no secret what God can do, what he's done for us, he'll do for you. With his arms wide open, he'll pardon. No secret what God can do. It is no secret what God can do.